And when did he go for your wallet?
I don't know. I hit the alarm on my car key. He slammed my head down. I lost consciousness.
He took your wallet as he left, Kovac said.
I guess.
Then the wallet hadn't been his first objective.
Purse snatchers snatched purses. Muggers hit and ran. This guy had been focused on his victim.
Personalized the attack by calling her names. Prolonged the attack. Grabbed the wallet as an afterthought as he took off.
He knocked you down from behind, and he kept hitting you? Kovac said.
Where was he, standing over you?
No, closer. I remember he grabbed my hair and yanked my head back. I felt his weight on me.
So he was on his knees, maybe straddling you.
She knew where he was going, and she didn't want to hear it. Carrie Moore had prosecuted more than her share of violent crimes, assaults, rapes, murders. She didn't want to admit that someone might have tried to rape her, kill her.
Was your driver's license in your wallet? Liska asked.
Yes.
Is the address on the license your home address?
No, I've known better than that for a long time, Detective.
Was there anything in your purse that might have had your home address on it?
She didn't answer for a moment, staring down at her hands, which had been scraped badly on the concrete. Several fingernails were broken and jagged. No, I don't think so, she said at last, the strength in her voice draining away. I'm very tired. I want to go home. I didn't see the man who attacked me. I can't tell you anything that will be of any use to you. Can we wrap this up?
Did you have anything with you besides your purse? Liska asked.
My briefcase. Did someone pick it up? I have work to do over the weekend.
No one at the scene said anything about a briefcase, Kovac said. They have your purse and the stuff that came out of it. What was in the briefcase?
He could see a little panic creeping in around the edges of her composure.
Briefs, reports, letters regarding sentencing recommendations? Something every mugger would want, Kovac commented with sarcasm.
Carrie Moore ignored him. The briefcase was my father's. It's important to me.
Any paper in it regarding the state versus Carl Dahl?
She refused to look at him, pissed off because he was proving her wrong in her assumption the attack was random. He couldn't really blame her. Nobody wanted to think of themselves as a specific target of violence. Yes.
We'll also need to know what other cases you've presided over in the recent past, Liska said. Who might have a grudge, who's up for a stiff sentence, cons you sent up who've been recently released, anything.
Yes, said the judge in a voice that was barely a whisper.
The adrenaline had burned off, and she was headed for the lowest of lows, Kovac knew. He'd seen it 1,000 times. He'd been a victim of it himself 1 or 2.
Can your husband come and get you, Judge Moore? Liska asked. You can't drive yourself. I'll call a car service.
You don't seem in any shape to go anywhere, Kovac said, wondering where the hell this husband was. His wife had been assaulted. There was a better than even chance that the attack could have been an attempt on her life. He's out of town, your husband?
He's at a business dinner. I can manage.
Does he know you're here? Have you called him?
He's at dinner. He turned his phone off. The jaw was tightening again. She didn't want to talk about the absent husband. She would rather scrape herself out of a hospital bed, deal with a concussion, some cracked ribs, and an emotional trauma by herself, and try to find the one person who should have made it to the hospital before Kovac and Liska had.
Where's the dinner? Kovac asked. If you're going home, you need someone to be there with you. We can call the restaurant or send a couple of uniforms to tell him.
I don't know where the dinner is, she said curtly. There's no need to interrupt him. My nanny lives in. Kovac glanced at Liska and raised an eyebrow.
I'll drive you home, Judge Moore, he said, as soon as you've signed your way out of here.
That isn't necessary.
Well, I believe that it is, and that's what's going to happen, he said flatly. You're a target, and you're smart enough to know it. I'll take you home, see that your house is secure.
Carrie Moore said nothing, her gaze fixed stubbornly on her hands. Kovac took her silence as acquiescence.
Good to know you haven't lost all your common sense, he grumbled.
We can't say the same thing about you, Detective, or you wouldn't be treating me like this, she said.
Kovac sniffed. Like what? I'm not treating you any differently than I treat anyone.
I guess that explains your lack of advancement in the department.
Maybe, he admitted. But unlike some people, my career isn't about ambition. It's about catching bad guys.